In the Middle East, Palestinian and Israeli children have witnessed unprecedented violence for the past 3 years. Often overlooked is the mental trauma suffered by these children on both sides of the conflict. In the final of a two-part series, Ross Dunn in Jerusalem reports on how Israeli children have been affected. They are hardly ideal conditions for a doctor talking patients through their experience of terror. Midway through the consultation, the clinic begins to shudder from the tremors of another suicide bombing. Dr. Danny Brom of Israel's Center for the Treatment of Psychotrauma says the attacks prompted him to move his offices out of downtown Jerusalem to a safer suburb.
Personally, it happened twice that I was sitting in session with someone who had gone through a bombing, and in the middle of it, a bomb went off about 40, 50 meters from our offices, so the whole building shook. And that's not a situation you can really help people. So we had to move out of the center of town because of this.
Dr. Brom says that most Israeli children have learned to cope with the violence around them. A small proportion of them have not.
About 5 to 6% of children suffer from full-blown post-traumatic stress disorder, meaning that they are preoccupied with what they've seen, what they've heard, or what they've smelled, and that they are hyper-alert, that they're very afraid.
Another expert in the field, Professor Charles Greenbaum of the Department of Psychology at Hebrew University, gave this outline of the condition.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is a well-defined psychiatric problem which involves basically the child's inability to function either cognitively or emotionally or in terms of his behavior. It does affect children who have been involved directly with some kind of suicide bombing or rifle attack or something like that at the time that it occurs and for some time after.
Dr. Brom says that children manifest their feelings in different ways. Some even test their ability to defy death in deadly games of chance.
We've seen adolescents who actually go out and cross streets just in front of cars and things like that. So it's almost literally Russian roulette.
Professor Greenbaum says this kind of reaction is an attempt by some children who have been exposed to violence to show they can cope with extreme danger.
This is a phenomenon in which children try to recreate and to a certain extent master the effect that they were exposed to, showing that they can take a risk and overcome it.
More attention is being given to the problem in Israel than ever before. Dr. Brom Center, for example, has begun a process of screening whole schools in order to identify those in trouble. He says those in need of treatment typically start to sweat, their hearts pump faster, and finally break out into some form of panic attack. Dr. Brom says he has developed a three-step program of therapy.
So you first have to stabilize these symptoms before you can work on what to do with these traumatic memories. And that is the second phase, where people have to relive in a controlled way what they went through. And with children, you do that in a creative manner. They can do it by writing about it, by playing about it, by drawing about it, whatever creative way. You can help them by doing it in fantasy, all kinds of ways of helping them. And the third phase would then be to reintegrate them in the group of friends where very often they have regressed, they've pulled back from friends, and you have to give them skills how to go back to their environment.
Professor Greenbaum says that most children are not in need of clinical therapy. He says that the vast majority of children recover through the support of their family and friends. He says this was demonstrated in the reactions of children after Israel came under attack from Iraq during the first Gulf War.
What we found in research, previous research, during and after the Gulf War here in Israel, is that children are very sensitive to their peers. And if they are surrounded by other children who are in the same kind of situation, with whom they can talk over what is going on, with whom they can sometimes even act out what is going on spontaneously in play situations, if there are people they can confide in, if there are parents in whom they have trust, those are really the most important factors in the recovery and the resilience of children.
While the strong bonds of family and friendship in Israel have helped children to cope with the violence, Professor Greenbaum says it may be all too easy for them to relive their experiences. He says more study is needed into the role of the media, in particular the graphic depiction of the conflict on television. Dr. Brahm agrees. He says that all too often he receives calls from former patients the day after another suicide bombing, saying their trauma has been re-triggered by the latest act of terror. Like his colleagues on the Palestinian side, he says the only real long-term healer for this condition is peace. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.